When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This Shelly, you hoodie girl, dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Can we discuss the women's commit really quickly? Because I spent...
Oh, yeah.
I spent like 45 minutes trying to find highlights. So I preface this with saying that it is impossible to find YouTube highlights of women's players unless you watch an entire freaking game. And it's really annoying because So the women's got a commit today. Nat Marshall from Notre Dame. She's going to come here as a grad transfer. So it's her final year. She's 6'5". And with all of our bigs transferring, this is massive.
She is massive.
She did not start last year. She averaged 20 minutes a game, so she came off the bench. But the thing to know with her is that Notre Dame had like four bigs, so her stats are underwhelming. Notre Dame had Hannah Hidalgo, so there's your scoring right there. This year, she played in 34 games, averaged 20 minutes, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Shot 50% from the field. I tried to find some highlights. She did go from the bad guys to the good guys, but she played for Notre Dame, who won the ACC tournament last year and made the Sweet 16. So she knows how to win. From what I could find highlight wise, she plays with a lot of energy. Like a lot of the highlights are her just like passing the ball for someone to score or making a layup. And she's like just hype all the time. I think she might have a little bit of a mid-range game. I saw a few little free throw line extended jump shots that she took. Obviously, I don't know how many times she took those shots because, again, I don't have the time to watch a million Notre Dame games. I'm sorry.
I will have something by next week.
Yeah, Matt's the guy for that. She's all over the boards. Like, a lot of her highlights were her battling for boards. She runs the floor really well. And then... Interesting enough, I saw this interview of her, like Notre Dame did like a highlight on her. So she wears number 15. And the reason why she wears number 15 is her high school coach wore number 15 when she played for Boston College. And it's apparently like a massive legend there, Claire Droche. She apparently passed away from cancer when she was a sophomore in high school. So she wears 15 in her honor, which I thought was really cool. But when she was looking to go to a school out of high school, she wanted to go to a school that had a women's coach, which was a big deal to her. So Good thing Coach Culp is a lady. But no, I saw some interviews with her, and I like her energy. She seems like really personable. Again, she's 6'5".
I would expect her, yeah, given the current makeup of the team, she's probably going to start at center. I know she's listed as a forward, and I would expect her to have a bit of an expanded role. As most of Notre Dame won the ACC tournament, one of the best teams in the country last year, really talented, a lot of options. We have a depleted roster, so I would expect her to have a pretty large...
I see that as a natural progression for her. So the year before, so she averaged 20 minutes this year. The year before, she only averaged 10. So don't look at her stats as far as points and rebounds and stuff, because she was
the same as Lynn Kidd, right? You have to look at the efficiency. You have to look at what she's done in that amount of time, right?
Exactly. So, but she's all over the floor. Just from what I saw, like, she's not afraid to run. And she seems pretty athletic as well, especially for being 6'5" and being tall. But this is a massive get, like massive. So.
Yeah, no, it was, we still need more, but.
We still need more people, but we got Daniela Abese from Wichita State, who's 6 feet, who could definitely play the four. You can put Marshall at the five. And like I said, we lost all of our front court players. So Coach Culp is really addressing needs. I mean, we still have more stuff we need to get, but bringing back the Cavenders, getting Abese, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, Abese. I really need to look up the pronunciation.
We can get her on the show and ask her.
And now getting Marshall, that's awesome. Do you think Hannah fits in now? Internally, she wasn't keen about coming off the bench while Haley was starting. I see that as probably what's going to happen.
Well, I would say right now she would start.
She would start, but I don't. I'm assuming we get more people, but we'll see. Because right now it would be Haley, Hannah, Jasmine, Abese, Marshall.
Right? Yeah, and that's just, again, we're kind of assuming Lamaya's not going to be 100%
not going to be ready season. Coming off an ACL. And then you have our three freshmen. The coach spoke really highly of them. I could see, former coach. Leah Harmon is a top 30 player coming in, so she's definitely going to compete. Anae Adams is really, really good. She's just outside the top 40. And then Simone as well, who I think is more going to develop over the next year. But they're all guards. So these front court gets really important.
Yeah, we probably are still, looking for a starting guard to play next to Haley to answer Gio's question. So
also,
my guess is Hannah is coming off the bench unless we strike out.
Also, I wonder what number Marshall's going to wear because 15 is taken.
Well, is it?
Well, Haley and Hannah wore 14 and 15.
They took a year off. Maybe they want
to. In the pictures, they were wearing those jerseys. So
I mean, they were. Were they even new pictures?
Yeah, because they filmed a video of saying they're back.
Yeah, they filmed a video saying they were back.
All right. So, I'm not sure those jersey numbers are necessarily locked in, but we'll see about that.
I guess we'll see.
But no, I think the plan is for her to come off the bench. I don't think there'll be the same issues as if she. I mean, I didn't hear anything, but obviously Gio's got sources saying knows internally. I will say we basically had two players for that role. We've talked about as well because Carla Uriovich was also essentially the guard off the bench, and so neither of them really actually even got the full bench role. They split that role up, so that wasn't great for either of them. The other thing I will say is, look, I think a lot of people just look at the internet celebrity and, don't understand how serious basketball players they are and how talented they are. With that said, they're both short. You cannot run that backward. You can't have both of them.
That's like the conversation we had about Nigel and Bensley before last season.
You do need more size with the two guard.
Kane's head wants to know if any of these ladies are as good as the people we lost.
So that's a little bit of
that's a loaded question.
Well, in a way, right? Because so I would say, you know, in terms of the bigs, Z and Kyla were McDonald's All-Americans that struggled to get anywhere close to that potential. Way too inconsistent. You know, there were focus issues in game. A lot of missed layups and free throws that you can't really have. Whereas, you know, we've upgraded with more experience. So maybe not as much like raw talent, but I would say people that have at the college level played better basketball.
They make you a better team.
Yeah. Well, the one exception to that is Cheyenne Day Wilson.
That's just
a big loss. That's just a big loss. Like that
one. Can I ask you guys something though? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Yeah, go for it.
No, I thought you wanted to finish your thought. I was going to say, like, where do you guys think we need to add? Like, what position, what's the position of need that needs to be filled right now?
Still think you need another big.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's almost kind of similar to the men's. Like, another experienced guard and another big.
I think you need a backup big probably after today's.
You need a backup, and you probably
need a starting two guard.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Depending on Lamaya's health,
mm-hmm.
But I don't think anyone expects you. I mean, when was that? I was at that game. It was in January. She tore her ACL. I think the idea that she's going to be a full go in, you know, late October is very optimistic.
And I keep saying I love her game. I'll say it over and over again. I love Lamaya's game.
But the reason I bring that up is she's certainly starting. She was mostly off the bench last year. She started a little bit, but she's certainly a starting caliber player. And so if she's healthy, you could play her at the three and slide Jazz to the two.
Lamaya,
you don't necessarily need a starting two guard.
Lamaya is an all-around player. She didn't get a lot of play her freshman year at Arizona. You saw flashes under Coach Meyer's system before she tore her ACL, but they described her as the best defender on the team preseason. She can shoot the three. She's not afraid to drive. Actually, that's how she tore her ACL, unfortunately. And she can make those shots. She's made some ridiculous layups. She has an all-around game. So when she's healthy, she could easily be the starting two.
Easily. I would say also three of the four starters are kind of locked in.
Jasmine is obvious. That's your captain. Yeah.
Haley is obviously starting at point guard.
Mm-hmm. And then you got Marshall and Abyss.
Yeah. So I would.
The two guards you're looking at.
Yeah. And again, you said very similar to the men. We have a really strong recruiting class coming in as well. Top 15.
Yeah.
And no defections so far. Even though the coach left. So, or retired.
But no bigs in those classes.
Right. So again, I think, we don't know how Almon is going to do if she can be a.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I keep forgetting about her because she didn't play last year. Yeah, Almon is 6'4. Almon was a freshman this past season, but she was out. She redshirted because of a shoulder injury. She's 6'4, but like Vish said, we don't know how she's going to play because she's been out for a whole year, but she is technically another big.
Yeah, I mean, we do technically have 10 scholarship players if the three freshmen show up. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's not that much room on the women's team.
Yeah. But four of those players haven't
played. It's three freshmen
and Almon who redshirted.
And then you know, Lamaya coming off a major injury and probably won't be ready for the start of the season. So then all of a sudden,
and then Haley and Hannah that took a year off. So yeah, there's true. A lot of like, we have all this, but situation.
I do think, you know, overall question here. I think on paper, individual talent wise, we're down over what we were last year in terms of like cohesiveness and players that actually have proven they can play. I would say high basketball IQ at the collegiate level. We've upgraded pretty heavily, including getting the Cavenders back. So it was potentially a better team once we finish constructing the roster. Because I would certainly, I mean, we lost games last year because of really poor play around the rim, where, you know, our bigs, who again were highly coveted out of, not only high, I mean, look, Z ended up at Tennessee, like that's a major program. It's not that. You know, they're not talented, but, you know, missing critical layups, the free throws speak for themselves, like those types of things, those lose you games. I mean, our last home game, I was at this game, our last home game of the season was one where we're up late and I think went in like on a 4 or 5 minute drought against Georgia Tech. They went to overtime because of that, and then we lost in overtime, and I'm half of a mind that it didn't matter what we did, they weren't going to lose in the tournament anyway, but because it was not basketball, it was not a basketball related decision not to let us in. But on the other hand, like, we gave them an excuse by losing games like that, and it wasn't the only time.
And also, as we pointed out, Kyla hasn't committed anywhere yet, so maybe there's a small chance she decides to stay.
Yeah, if she boomerangs back, then that does some interesting things to the lineup at that point, because then you end up, I mean, I don't know. it's gonna get your front court pretty crowded at that point,
which is not a bad problem to have.
I mean, is it or is it not though? Because it was we had three talented bigs last year and it did not work. And I don't think any of the three of them were really happy with you know, splitting those minutes up. Sometimes it helps to just have the established, like, that's the guy, right?
And you've got to have a little bit of depth. Like, you can't just go into the season with Abyss and Marshall and hope Almon turns out. I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that Coach Club is scouting the current roster and kind of knows what she has here.
Yeah.
That's why they get paid, right? I mean, you can't never rely on players that haven't played before, right? So hopefully she's familiar with her. And it's like, okay, this person can contribute. Or if the answer is, I don't think she can, then, you know, she's more aggressive trying to get more bigs in here. She's obviously not done adding to the roster yet. So there's still a lot to happen there. And again, because Coach Meyer retired, there are no, like, restrictions on the players. So, like, when the portal window closes, they still have flexibility there that they wouldn't otherwise have. So... There's a lot of
flexibility. Is it 30 days if a coach leaves to enter the portal? It's not just like open season. You can leave whenever you want. I think there's a time limit on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. But there's definitely more flexibility there for them. So still more could change there as well.
Well, there's only three players left from last year, so if you include Almon.
Yeah, but then it's like bizarre because we have two players back from 2 years ago, so.
But they don't count like being able to go back into the portal once the portal closes. Like, they committed like to the team when the new coach, so.
I'm not sure what I would say at this point, because there's now no restrictions on like the number of times you can.
Yeah, but when does the portal close and reopen again? I mean, if the portal were to close and the Cavenders decided they wanted to transfer, they wouldn't be eligible for next season.
The Cavenders aren't going anywhere.
I know, they're not, but I'm just saying, like, that's the whole coach leaving and the portal being open longer for a player, I think, I mean, I don't know if someone wants to find out for us in the chat, but I it's not like they have the whole summer to make that decision. I don't think. I'm not sure. So we'll see. Hopefully Jasmine and Lamaya are sticking around. So
yeah, I would be surprised. I mean, I think Jasmine's definitely sticking around.
I think Jasmine's sticking around. Yeah.
Surprised if Lamaya.
She popped into our live chat like last week. Yeah. So.
I'd be really surprised if Jasmine is not here.
And we should have just asked her when she was there.
What, in a live chat?
Yeah. That would have been funny.
Let's put you on the spot on the internet. Please confirm.
But yeah, so I think that roster's coming together. It's probably a little bit closer than the men's is right now, just because like they've filled most of the scholarships at this point. So, but we'll see. We'll see how they finish it off. I do think, you know, Hannah having a more expanded role off the bench will be a good thing.
Yep.
And she can come in for her sister as well. So, because again, 2 years ago, it's a very different team than the one that they're coming into now. So,
yeah. Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.